Good morning and welcome to a Friday Food for Thought program. Another MCCL segment here as we talk matters of life with State Senator Mark Johnson, who is joining us live over the telephone this morning. And hey, Mark, thank you for sharing your time on Food for Thought this morning.
Hey, thanks a lot. I really appreciate you taking the time to do this. So thank you.
Well, matters of life. We're going to talk about different segments this morning here on Food for Thought. But you, of course, involved down in St. Paul and certainly in the news a lot this past legislative session.
That's right. That's right. This was one of the top issues, I would say, when you talk about reproductive freedom, abortion, those sorts of issues. You know, you see a lot of that. That was top of the ticket this last session. It really started off strong. There was Senate File 1, which I know many of the MCCL members and your listeners probably followed pretty closely. That is a bill that creates a fundamental right to abortion, which is unlike anything that we had in the state before. That, you know, I'm sure Attorney Dave Buehler there in Boston knows what that means too, but really what that means is it's a fundamental right. It creates a standard or a bar that almost every law that's passed to protect children, you know, any sort of a check on abortions at all would be ruled unconstitutional as far as the Minnesota Constitution is concerned, based on that new law. And so, you know, it's probably the most extreme abortion law in the U.S. right now. And they compared it to other countries, and it's probably one of the more extreme abortion laws in this country. It just gives such a leg up for entrenching abortion in this state. And so that was one of the first bills to get passed out of the Minnesota Senate. And then toward the end of session this year too, they weren't done with it there. Democrats didn't finish up with just that. They wanted to push the envelope even further. And so we had a Health and Human Service omnibus bill, which stripped out a lot of the protections for unborn children. You know, the right to know, the, you know, parental consent, things like that, that, you know, were bipartisan. Like, those are laws that were put into place by Democrats and Republicans over the years. And what that House or that Health and Human Service bill did was strip out some of these real non-controversial common sense protections for children. And it just, it really took a dark turn in that regard. We understand that when you poll Minnesotans, you know, they think there should be access to reproductive rights and health and that sort of thing. And I understand that. But I think most Minnesotans, when you look at the way that they've stripped out all the protections for unborn children, most Minnesotans would say, let's take a step back from that. That seems too extreme. And that's exactly what happened this year. They just drove forward with this agenda that really stripped away the rights of those who are most vulnerable in our society. So it was one of the most extreme sessions that I have ever seen. And I've been there for 7 years, but you talk to people who have been around for a long time, and they'll tell you, they'll say, boy, I've been working here for 35 years. I've been working here for 40 years. And this is a session unlike anything that anybody's ever seen before.
Wow.
So it was just a weird year for that.
Well, Mark, you alluded to comparing the extremity of this bill to other countries. Many times we focus on how we compare it to other states in the United States. But how does it compare to most other countries?
Well, in most other countries, there are, you know, protections later on in the fetal development, right? So as a baby's developing, more and more rights are accrued to that child. There has more, you know, just gravitas in the law when they're going forward. But what Minnesota does is basically, if you're not born yet, you're not a human. And that's how the laws have been set up this last session for children, which is scary. You know, or is that how we're going to treat, you know, people who don't have a voice? They can't protect themselves. and we're going to start stripping their rights away, or not give them any rights just because they haven't been born. Other countries you talk, I think the two that are mentioned most often are North Korea and China are the only two that have more, liberal abortion laws. Mm-hmm. But Minnesota is put into that category where we're now being compared with these countries. That should give people pause and a little bit of embarrassment. This is not how we want to operate as a state.
So how dangerous, in your mind, Mark, is it to have a state like Minnesota, or there might be other states, I guess, mm-hmm. in the same situation that have such an extreme bill, yeah. and then their neighboring states do not? Right. How dangerous is that?
Well, and what you're creating is really a vacuum, so that states, like North Dakota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Iowa, they all have some pretty reasonable protections on both children's health and mother's health as well. So they're looking at that. So, you come to Minnesota, we're going to be really the place to go for the abortion industry. And you saw that in Moorhead, the Fargo abortion clinic shut down. And where did it go? It jumped across the border over to Moorhead. Mm-hmm. And so I think what you're going to be seeing is people in certain situations coming to Minnesota just to have their abortions done. It's not a matter of health. It's just because, it's a matter of where can we get this done with the least amount of protections or thresholds or anything like that. And so that's kind of a scary thing that we get to be known as the place to go to do that.
Right.
One of the consequences of that, too, is, as we all know, there's a great deal of sex trafficking in this country, and Minnesota is no exception. But one of the ways that they are able to cover up, that sort of thing is ease of the abortion industry. And so getting into the abortion industry and doing that, just to cover up their tracks. Well, if you don't have to have any sort of notification or parental notification or anything like that, any way of contacting parents or family, or realizing that, hey, these people don't have contact with their family because they've been kidnapped or taken away. Now you've kind of removed that check as well. So it makes that whole industry more feasible as well. So there's a lot of, collateral consequences of this going forward, too.
Our guest on Food for Thought this morning, State Senator Mark Johnson. And Mark, I want to get to your viewpoint on the impact media is playing, from one standpoint or the other. But with social media now, things are so much different than even 15 or 20 years ago. And as far as national media is concerned, how do you feel the media is impacting the situation?
Well, first and foremost, I think KKCQ is doing the best job in the country right now. So you guys are knocking it out of the park. But other than that, it's interesting when you're doing media stuff, anything, any reporting you start looking at, I just put in a letter to the editor in the Grand Forks Herald in response to one that had come out earlier this week that said, based on this session, there are no losers. Everybody's gaining. It was really a great session for Minnesota. And what they forgot to say is they spent $18 billion of the state surplus. They raised taxes by $9 billion. We have the most extreme social, legislation that's been passed in this country, including some of the trans sanctuary state and the abortion laws and you name it. Some of the most extreme stuff there that half of Minnesota doesn't necessarily agree with. You've got mandates like crazy that even our schools are saying, whoa, 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 you gave us a little extra funding, yet you basically took it all away in the expense of these new mandates. And yet these papers are reporting that, hey, there are no losers. It's just been a great session for everybody. That's kind of the tone, and that's part and parcel for what's going on right now across the nation in the media coverage. So it's hard to trust exactly what's going on out there when you're looking at that.
Right. Well, Mark, anything else you'd like to add before we close up our conversation this morning?
No, I really appreciate you taking time. you know, this is the opportunity when, you know, that you hear these snippets, you hear a headline, but until you can hear both sides of the story, a lot of times you get kind of a slanted picture. So I appreciate you just opening up and allowing me to chat for a little bit with you and just kind of discuss a little bit of what's going on down in St. Paul. It's always good to hear your voice.
Hey, Mark, we appreciate your time on Food for Thought this morning. You have a nice weekend. Take care, and we'll chat again soon.
It sounds great. Thanks a lot. Bye.
All right, there's Senator Mark Johnson, our guest on Food for Thought, MCCL Matters of Life segment here on our Food for Thought program, and we appreciate Mark's time, and we appreciate your time for joining us on a Food for Thought this morning here on KKCQ.